It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest now is Keith Stellman. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Peachtree City. How are you, Keith?
Doing good.
When we talk about Hurricane Michael, what's the track of it right now?
Well, currently, Michael is about to enter Georgia on the southwest side of the state, be approaching Bainbridge, Georgia here fairly shortly, and then continue north and north-northeast through across the state, basically exiting around the Augusta area by morning.
We're talking to Keith Stellman with the National Weather Service office out of Peachtree City, Georgia, around about 5 o'clock Eastern time right now. So as it's entering Georgia, what kind of punch does it have?
Well, it's still a strong hurricane as it's entering Georgia on the southwest side, and we're still seeing hurricane force winds along and just ahead of the path as it's entering the state. Unfortunately, we're losing a lot of sensors as the storm comes through. Either it runs the power out on them or we're losing the sensors as the storm comes in because the winds are too strong. So it's hard to get a feel for some of the winds, but just before we lose a lot of them, it's, you know, we're still packing a pretty good punch.
So the sensors that you're talking about, are these gauges of some sort?
Yeah, our wind sensor, anemometers on a lot of the sensors that are out there, usually at airports or but we have some other sites as well.
So tell me this, Keith, when it comes to Hurricane Michael and moving into the metro area, what are we expecting it to bring for us?
For the metro, basically its outer rain bands have now moved into the metro, and we're seeing a lot of those. We're going to see some pretty gusty winds, pretty heavy downpours associated with it. They'll let up, you'll get a break, you'll get maybe some light rain, and then you'll get another band that moves through, some gusty winds with that. Could bring down a few trees, could knock down some power lines, there could be some sporadic power issues as far north into the metro tonight, not expecting a lot in terms of widespread issues.
And how long do we expect to go through this with Michael?
Overnight tonight and by tomorrow, things will be clearing up through the morning tomorrow. And then, believe it or not, we're actually looking for a pretty nice weekend with fall weather.
So the after effects will be a lot of cleanup for us then.
Yes, a lot of cleanup, especially for central and south Georgians, more so than even the north Georgians. But, either way, cleanup, but we'll have good weather to do it.
Meteorologist in charge, Keith Stellman, thank you very, very much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. He's with the National Weather Service office in Peachtree City. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.